This is the Danger Close Podcast, Beyond the Books with me, Jack Carr.
Welcome to the Danger Close Podcast, an Ironclad original presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Thank you so much to everyone who took a chance on me as a new author and started reading with The Terminalist all the way through to In the Blood, that made In the Blood number one New York Times bestseller in hardcover, in combined, and on audio. So thank you so much. I can't express how much that means to me from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. But not everybody is so excited about this being a number one New York Times bestseller. So I went through and grabbed a few negative reviews here. And why don't we just jump right in? But these are from people who aren't quite as excited as I was that that this hit the list. All right, here we go. First one. I didn't hate it. Didn't love it. It was probably a little too much of an action story for my taste. Too much action. I just can't win. There is some good stuff about quantum computing in the book, but overall, unless a diehard fan, I'd say get it from your local library. Hey, I like that. Support your local library. Great one. Okay, the problem is the bizarre levels of gun love. Product placement. You mean like this right here? This is the SIG P365, and this is the XL from the custom shop right here. Look at this thing. So I'm guessing you are not a 365 person. Well, maybe you're a 10 mil guy. Is that what it was? Here we go, the X10. So this is the P320 X10 right here. So 10 millimeter, and look at this thing. Boom, it's not even in the book, but I've been waiting for this one for a long time. I'm just super excited about it. Do I love it? Well, I gotta shoot it a little more to find out. All right, here we go. Not a bad book, but I thought it was the weakest of Carr's efforts. It is a bit tedious when he gets into some very specific things, weapons, etc. You can actually skip over those parts and not miss any of the story. All right, I got it. Not a gun guy. That's all right. I don't know, man. Dunno, D-U-N-N-O, makes me want to immediately stop reading this review. But here we go. He says, count me among the liberals tired of right-wing conspiracy theories, no matter how skillfully they're woven into the plot. Backhanded compliment? And not sure what was really right-wing in this one, unless it's just a character who's competent with weapons and tactics. That's possible. Can be a little scary. Actually, let me read to you from the preface here. So this is something I wrote at the beginning because I didn't want someone wasting their time in these pages who's going to hate it, because guess what? They're never going to get that time back. So I try my best on social channels, on the podcast, to warn as many people off as possible who are not going to like the book. Kind of like that person writing that review. So I write this. This is the second page of the preface. Some critics do not like James Reese. He makes them uncomfortable. I have found that most of those he triggers are the most disconnected from the land and the animals that inhabit it. Putting food on the table is the job of a farmer somewhere between New York and Los Angeles. Many don't feel a responsibility to be prepared to protect their spouses and children when that primal task can be outsourced. Just call 911. A moral vanity has trumped the obligation to protect their lives and the lives of those they love. That is the job of the police in a civilized society, after all. If that describes you and you're picking up this book for the first time, perhaps you should put it down. You might not identify with, you might even despise the protagonist in these pages. Self-reliant men capable of extreme violence in defense of their lives, their families, and of freedom make some people nervous. I quote Robert E. Howard from The Tower of the Elephant in my third novel, Savage Son. Civilized men are more discourteous than savages because they know they can be impolite without having their skulls split as a general thing. As a general thing. All right. Tried to warn you. And then he goes on and says, just couldn't get past that. So this is where my terminal list reading is terminated. I see what you did there. Very clever. Well, you made it through five books. That's pretty good. Thanks for, sticking with it up to now. Here we go. Here's another one. Every sentence contains a reference to some sort of product, place, group, etc. The dialogue spoken between the characters is even contrived so that they can chat about the products. Well, all right. Talk about gear fairly regularly in real life with my friends. That doesn't feel contrived, but okay. It's off-putting and gets in the way of the story. I get it that the author wants to support his friends and causes. Feel free not to support yours when in a position to do so. But I'm done with this series. Solid move. Let me just take a sip of my Black Rifle coffee here. Oh, that's good stuff. Perhaps Warpaw wine. Oh yeah. My buddy Andrew Arabito, not only does he make half-face blades like this one. Remember this from the pages of the Terminal List right there? Oh yeah, the Carambito. Or this one. Yep, the Skinner from Savage Sun. This is actually one that we did together, a little collab right there. I forget how many we made. Not very many, and they went in seconds. It's a pretty sweet blade right here. We numbered them. This one is 001. Very cool. Anyway, Andrew now has Warpaw wine. Mm-hmm. Is that in the pages of In the Blood? You know it is. You know it is. Yep. What else? Tomahawk? Winkler right there. In the pages of each of the novels and in the series with Chris Pratt. It's coming to Amazon Prime Video on July 1st. Awesome. There's even this new book. Look at that. Bam, Chris Pratt on the cover, new foreword written by me about how the book came to be, how the series came to be. And then there's a bunch of photos in here. I showed one the other day on Dana Lash's show, but I'm going to show you this one right there. Look at that. Oh, there he is. Pratt, 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 getting after it. Love it. So that is a hardcover that has the insert with the photos and the new foreword. So awesome. What else? Oh, you know, since we're talking product placement right here, look at that. It's not really product placement. No one else makes something like this. Look at that. That's the Dynamis Combat Flathead. Oh yeah. It's been a few of the novels right there to include the latest. Yep. AMTAC, Bill Rapier. Yep. Former SEAL also. Look at that. The Northman, this blade. Whew. Yeah. Awesome. And then another Dynamis right here, the Razorback. You know the story behind this, then you know why it's so impactful and why it is in the Terminal List. So there we go. Very cool. And how about some Liberty Black Rifle coffee? Look at that. I don't think this person's a Liberty Black Rifle coffee drinker, though. Guessing not. Unfortunate, because it is America's coffee. All right, here we go. You had to go about 112 pages, chapter 15, before you got interested in continuing. The first 48 pages was all about descriptions of guns, talk, 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 and nothing of interest going on. Seriously thought about quitting the book. Boring. No action. Till chapter 8. You had to go all the way to chapter 8 for action. I am so sorry. Didn't go far enough. There. Tough to please. I think in the first chapter, a plane is blown out of the sky. Couple chapters later, IED in Iraq in the green zone, a flashback from back in the day. Oh, well, you know, can't please everyone. Here we go. Here's another one. Action, pretty good. Plot, interesting. All that Trumper crap and Fox News stuff. Maybe you want to skip a large portion of the book. I'm not 100% certain that you actually read the book. Appreciate different opinions of authors, but the obvious anger in the book. Do you really appreciate different opinions? I'm not quite so sure. The obvious anger in the book outside the storyline was almost too much to bear. The other books did not go so far overboard. Perhaps the author had a long streaming session of right-wing nutcakes while he was writing certain sections of this one. Nope, just freedom-loving Americans. All right, here's another one. Love Car, love the books. However, this book just didn't have the mojo. Note to self, add more mojo. Very helpful. Thank you. Next one, too boring. Oh, okay, nice comment. Lots to work with there. I'll jot that down. Write less boring books. Thanks for the tip. Another one. As with all the books in the series, In the Blood is very readable and attention-grabbing. Okay, good start. But unlike other books in the series, the storyline is highly predictable from the start. Too smart for me. I can't sneak anything past you. All in all, a decent read. But if you haven't read the previous four novels, this one will leave you confused. Yes, it is certainly not for everyone. Next one.
Didn't really enjoy this book. Another good review. Thanks for letting me know. James Reese has become the titular two-dimensional hero. He is a master of everything, flying, except that he doesn't fly. All right. One-on-one combat. All right. He's not bad. Not bad throwing the hands or on the ground. But this time, Russian boxer gets the best of him. I'm not sure if you read that part. Here we go. A master sniper. I'm not sure that you read the book. And on and on. The threats never feel like they could succeed because no matter what, James Reese is the best. Everyone calls him the best at everything. And he thinks of everything and is always one step ahead of his prey and is a force that cannot be stopped. Well, maybe I just kill him off in book 6, I guess, and call it a day. I'll take that under advisement. Not sure it's the wisest move, but we'll see. So much great advice today. I'm just going to go. I'll go back and read this later. All right. You can't keep doing the hero is finally settling down to a quiet life when one last mission comes along plot. Another good tip. Appreciate you telling me what I can't do. Thanks. Next one. The book delivers on all the gun details, reality, and keeping the story surprising yet believable. But just expected more team stuff, more darkness, more gritty action. More darkness, more team stuff, more gritty action. Check. I couldn't get past the randomly injected river of poorly researched computing babble. I'll let the PhDs working on top secret government projects know that they are missing the mark. They will appreciate you letting them know. Next one. Juvenile fantasy. Lots of tech about weapons. Proves he has traveled a lot and has learned about wine. Well, it's really the character Katie who knows about wine, but that's all right. Let's see. Next one. This is not what I would recommend if you are looking for a thinking man's thriller. Well, well, well. Snooty, snooty, snotty, snotty. That's a Ferris Bueller reference for anyone wondering. All right. Last one. Carr also spends a lot of time making Reese and his friends out to be morally superior. Morally superior. Two. All right. I'll put this over here and take a look at it later. And thank you so much to everybody who leaves a review. And if anyone wants to counter some of those, I'd sincerely appreciate it. You can go to Amazon or wherever you leave your book reviews. And that means a lot, not just to me, but to any of your authors. So sincerely appreciate that. The home buying experience can be a daunting one. Navy Federal Credit Union is here to help military members and their families tackle homeownership. They offer mortgage options with zero down payment, so you don't need to wait years to save. They offer mortgage options that don't require private mortgage insurance, so you'll save money each and every month. Members save $2,500 on average when they choose Navy Federal for their mortgage. With resources like Realty Plus, you can get an experienced real estate agent. And Navy Federal is a top VA home lender. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender. I want to thank my friends at Black Rifle Coffee for sponsoring the Danger Close podcast. I've been a huge fan for the longest time. Drink Black Rifle Coffee every day. And if you keep your eyes peeled, you will notice that perhaps Chris Pratt is wearing a Black Rifle Coffee t-shirt, not unsimilar to this one in the Amazon series adaptation of The Terminal List. Now you can go to blackriflecoffee.com/dangerclose and use code DANGERCLOSE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase and your first coffee club order. Black Rifle Coffee, America's coffee. Keep crushing. Today's gear segment is sponsored by Zero Foxtrot. Zero Foxtrot provides unique products that reflect the old school vintage military lifestyle. I've actually been following these guys for a while. Love what they're doing. Have a bunch of other shirts and coffee mugs downstairs from the last few years. Just love it when guys get out and absolutely crush it. Zero Foxtrot is veteran founded and is a proud supporter of our nation's defenders, veterans, and first responders. Actually wearing this shirt, look at that, Canoe Club USA. What does that mean? I think you're going to have to look it up in your web browser, the Google machine. Canoe Club USA, awesome shirts out there. They have limited edition ones that drop every now and again that are super cool. So definitely go to zerofoxtrot.com. And right now, we have an exclusive code for listeners of Danger Close. Use code JC at checkout for 20% off your order. Very cool. Remember, you can gear up with Zero Foxtrot and use code JC at checkout for 20% off your order. Just go to zerofoxtrot.com/JC and remember to use code JC for 20% off at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Once again, that offer code is JC. Gear up with Zero Foxtrot and use code JC for 20% off. Awesome. Definitely do that and check out all they have going on. Follow them on the social channels. They have some great things out there. They do some history posts every now and again that are really cool and very well thought out. Definitely check out zerofoxtrot.com for all the stuff. They have Zippo lighters in there. They have these mugs right here. What does that say? Drink coffee, stack bodies, stay zero. Love this. And then this one right here, this is cool. This might be a limited edition one, I'm not sure. But for St. Patrick's Day, lack fear, not beer. Look at that. Boom. Love it. Awesome. So that's what they look like right there. Zero Foxtrot. Get a little of that action right there. That's a sticker. But check out their t-shirts, mugs right here. Whiskey glasses. These are some of my favorites right there. Look at that. Oh yeah. Solid. So check them out for sure. ZeroFoxtrot.com/JC for 20% off. Welcome to the gear highlight portion. The Danger Close podcast. All right. New West Knife Works. Remember that. NewWestKnifeWorks.com. Go check them out. Check out this knife block right here. I've slowly been collecting New West Knife Works blades for, I want to say a decade. So I have quite a few, but look at this. I just got this new block right here. So it's magnetic and look at this. Yeah, it looks awesome. So just replaced the last one there in the kitchen, and replaced it with this, and this thing looks stunning. Plus, people put the knives back where they're supposed to go. Is that a problem in anyone else's household? So look at that. Both sides. Boom. Yep. And you can get them with or without the knives included. But check them out. NewWestKnifeWorks.com. You've heard me talk about them before. Once again, this is just a small portion of the collection. Check this thing out right here. Oh, yeah. That is the Western Chef knife right there. Look at that. Yeah, that thing is serious. Ooh, look at that shine. Yeah. So that thing's amazing. They do a bunch of other stuff too. So just go check them out online. Look at that. Bam. I mean, different colors. And what's this right here? Yeah. Look at that. So great guys, Corey, Mike, thank you guys, everybody at New West Knife Works. You can also go pay them a visit in Park City here, St. Helena, California, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Look at that fillet blade right there. Look at that. Ooh, nice. And these are the steak knives right here. So there they are. New West Knife Works. And you can choose your colors. Look at that. Colorful. There you go. Look at those steak knives. These things are awesome. Love these steak knives. So go check them out. Once again, newwestknifeworks.com. You can follow them on the social channels as well. Just a solid family run, American made. Love this crew. Can't say enough good things about them. So check them out. Stay sharp. If you like this, please leave a 5-star rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. The Terminal List series coming to Amazon Prime on July 1st. If you want to see the teaser, the trailer, some of the TV spots, a couple behind the scenes videos, go to Jack Carr USA on the social channels to check those out. You can also go to officialjackcarr.com. Check out my Father's Day gear guide there. Check out a little more about the new edition of the Terminal List with Chris Pratt on the cover, and sign up for the newsletter there. Awesome. All right. That is all. Until the next time, take care out there. Be safe. Stay strong. Keep fighting.